jumping up and down the floor. My hat is an animal, and once there was an animal. It had a song that mowed the lawn.
The Secret Life of the Pretentious Douchebag.
Yeah.
Named Ben Stiller.
Well.
Oh, Lehu. Oh, now, we didn't talk about this. What's on your mind, man? I heard you go, eh. What was that, man? Come on.
Well, get it out. It's more of, I agree with you, but this to me, like, I can see people look at this and go, this is some pretentious bullshit. And I just look at it and go, this just looks like a confused little kid.
Hey, don't install Kristen Wiig like that. Come on now. She's done some great work.
No, she looks confused in Bridesmaids and shit like that. But this, it's like, everyone is just like, what are we trying to say here? And I'm just like, yeah, Phil, what are you trying to say?
You know what? I'm agreeing with you on that one, because everybody in this film did look like, what's the message of this film again?
Exactly.
What are we coming to the conclusion of this film here? What's going on here now?
Yeah, exactly, and that's the biggest, well, we're going to get into this, but I'll just, you know, spoiler for what we're going to talk about. That's the biggest problem of this film, is that it doesn't know what the fuck it wants to talk about.
You know, it's funny, because we talked about that trailer for, what, probably like the whole goddamn summer all the way to now or whatever, and we was like, it looks visually stunning or whatever. And turns out that's probably pretty much all about the movie, though. It's just visually stunning.
Because yeah, well, you know what, I will story, say this.
I swear to God, I thought.
I was going to say, I will say this. Ben Stiller, when it comes to cinematography aspect, dude knows his shit. He knows what he's doing. And it's incredible, some of the imagery.
I'll give him credit on that. I'll give the cinematographer credit.
That's true. But, you know, it shows that those two, you know, because a cinematographer and a director, they do have a relationship. Those two really did know what they were trying to sell with this. And some of the shots in here are absolutely beautiful. It just sucks that they don't really know what they're saying.
Yeah, kind of like another movie we saw.
Is this like a certain film pretentious hipsters love? Because I saw some signs that compare the two.
I think you might be right on point, man, with that. So I think you might be right on point as far as, because when I saw this, the first thing I was like, damn. It made me feel like I need to brag about something now, whatever. You know, I was like, fuck, shit. This is pretty much Ben Stiller wrapping up his career, talking about, hey, remember how great I am? Look how great I am. Just look at it. Just look how great I am.
All right, so, in terms of pretentious films, am I going to have to go up to the movie spoilers whiteboard up here? Because I've already set up a checklist between the comparisons of this and Spring Breakers, just for the pretentious fans out there. Just so we can nail down for these two, what makes this film pretentious? Because you have obviously thought about this a lot.
Oh, fuck yeah. Especially when it comes to Spring Break.
So, here's how this review is going to break down, people. I'm going to let P1 give comparisons between the two films, because as we've talked about on our podcast before, Spring Break is a very pretentious, fuck you kind of movie.
I think it's a piece of shit, but go on.
Well, you know, we'll get into more of that reason why it's the worst of it. But I want you to compare the pretentiousness of this film and the pretentiousness of that film, and maybe people will understand where we're coming from on this. So please, enlighten us.
Well, I guess the biggest one of Spring Break... Spring Breakers? Spring Breakers. I don't even fucking know
Spring
anymore.
Breakers.
Spring Breakers, whatever. Is that it tried to set up, like, this is supposed to be some deep, hardcore story going on here. Like, it has meaningful lessons and stuff like that. Kind of like this film. And when you get to the end of the film, you're just like, that didn't teach me a goddamn thing.
You are correct. The point number one, the meaningful lesson that goes jack nowhere.
Exactly, whatever. Because I don't know about you, but at the beginning of this movie, I was like, okay, I see what this is doing. It's a motivational life lesson movie. It's going to teach him whatever. And then by the end of the movie, I was just like, what the fuck is this about again?
Right. It was trying to, essentially, Phil, people, what this film was trying to do is it's trying to set up this motivation story, because Walter Mitty is kind of this pathetic guy who doesn't really take charge of his life and works at Life magazine. And the film really is about, you know, I guess the best you can say is him taking control of his life and doing what he wants, but that's not exactly clear.
Yeah, it's not clear for the simple fact that, okay, if that's what he's doing, what he wants, it seems like he's just doing it for a job, for the simple fact he's tracking down this guy What the fuck was that guy's name in the movie?
I forget, but he's played by Sean Penn.
Yeah, he's played by Sean Penn. You know what? I got it fucking... Where the fuck is he at? He's not even on the goddamn low. Okay, well, just... they must got him way low at the bottom of the barrel or whatever. But,
yeah, because he's not in the movie that long.
Yeah, I guess so. I would have... But the plot kind of circled around him, so I would assume he would be, like, you know, up there or whatever.
He is more of a MacGuffin to just keep the story going.
Yeah, that
if you is really true, think about
goddamn.
It.
Goddamn. Okay, you know what? His name is Sean O'Connell, right, in the movie?
And you just hit my pretentious point number two. Useless MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Because
in Spring Breakers.
Yes, because in Spring Breakers, it's partying.
And James Franco.
Well, you know, James Franco gets them to the party. If you look at the root of what the MacGuffin is in Spring Breakers, it's the partying. Because everything that they do in that movie is to get to the next better party. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And...
until they get shot.
Right, exactly. Well, even when they get shot, it's still, we have to find a better party. So, next, you know, with this movie, it's Sean Penn's it's Sean Penn's character, where he is the MacGuffin to keep the story going, because Ben Stiller really is trying to track down this guy. And, once again, leading to the third point, both of these MacGuffins lead to an anticlimactic conclusion.
Did you think... halfway through the film, after like some of the clues started coming together, did you think that Sean Penn was his Sean O'Connell's and the character in here was his dad at first?
They tried to set that up like with metaphors and imagery, and it like I see where people could take that context, but to me it's like but you haven't really set that up throughout the film. Like if you're gonna set that up throughout the film, you have to keep reminding us that this is a possibility, and then have it pay off in some way.
Yeah, because there is scene, okay, but Sean O'Connell gives him photos or whatever, and there's photos of, like, there's a picture of his mom's piano, and then Sean O'Connell writes all these nice messages to him, like he knows Ben Stiller's character in here or whatever, and I'm just like, by the time he got to, when he got back to New York or whatever, and he was sitting in his mom's apartment, I was sitting there wondering, like, you know, this movie pretty much, well, the reason why he is because of what happened to his father or whatever, which I don't even know why. I don't even know what happened to him until he finally said, oh, he died or whatever. And I was thinking, I was like, did he really die or did his mom just lie to him and said he died? And it's really Sean O'Connell.
That's a very interesting question, and that's something the movie should have delved into. But, once again, with Spring Breakers, there's subplots that this film should dive into that are more interesting, and it says, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I never really got the idea of why Sean O'Connell cared about Ben Stiller's character. Like, he's talking about he does all these great things or whatever. I'm just like, well, what is it, though? What is it about him, though? I was like, when I was looking, he's like, oh, he brings this stuff to life for me or whatever. I was like, yeah, so does, like, 20 other damn people in his firm, too.
Right. So, looking at our whiteboard, here's the conclusion that I've drawn between Walter Mitty and Spring Breakers. Spring Breakers is the pretentious douchebag hipster film for teenagers and young adults. This is the pretentious douchebag hipster film for the Academy.
Yes, the mid-30s, the 40s.
Yes, do you see where I'm going with this?
I see very well what you're going with, because the people that do like this are usually the ones that are in their mid-30s.
I am sorry that I've taken the last 10 minutes to set up this joke, people, but this is one that we really had to explain in full detail why I feel the way I do about this movie.
Now, I will say I do like this more than Spring Breakers, but...
I agree with you on that, because they're, you know... Spring Breakers is one of those films where, to me, I look at that and there's nothing redeeming about it. There's nothing special about it. There's no redeeming camera qualities, and there's nothing technically special about it. It's misogynistic beyond fucking belief.
They're doing fucking cartwheels in a hallway.
You really harp on that scene, but dude, come on. When we get into the worst stuff, you know there is much more worse shit we gotta pull up with that movie, but that's not for now. The problem that I have with Walter Mitty is just, it's like Spring Breakers, where it feels like it's, you know, it has this deep, methodical message to it. And then...
there's nothing really deep about it at all.
Exactly.
The payoff you get at the ending is nothing really. It's just like, oh, that's
it. It's bullshit.
Like, halfway through the film, I'm sitting here even going like, ooh, this is kind of a mystery film. Let me put the pieces together, whatever. And then when he does put them together, he's like, yes, now let's go solve this. And then when he does, he's just kind of like... wait, that's it?
Yeah, it's like... wah, wah.
And I take that, I look at that as like, was that supposed to be like a comedic relief or whatever? Like, is that supposed to be funny or something? Because like, this movie is over 2 fucking hours. If it was an hour and a half, maybe I can forgive that or whatever and go like, oh, well, it was used for comedic effects or whatever. But for after 2 fucking hours, no, hell no. I have to sit there for a while because the first maybe 15, 20 minutes, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of bored at first. I was like, okay, when is he going to get
into it? No, I'm right there with you.
I was like, when is he going to get into doing shit? What's going to happen? I'm tired of seeing him just walk around and just daydreaming. And honestly, I thought, because I like the trailer, obviously, I like the visual effects in it. I like the music in the trailer, whatever. The music at the beginning, I didn't really care for that much. Or it kind of sounded a little generic. I think the music kicked in for me is probably when he put that red sweater on and was riding that bicycle just a little bit. Mm-hmm. After that, the rest of the music kind of, I don't know, it was kind of generic. I was like, I wish they'd use more off that score they had, but
yeah,
I guess.
All right, well, I don't really have anything else to say about this film. I think we've gone into great detail
about this. What do you think of the acting in the film?
Oh, actually, yeah, that is a good question. I think the acting was fine, honestly. I think everyone gave a good performance. I don't think great performances, but there was good performances. Like, they're passable.
Yeah, I think that was the word I was about to use. They're passable. They're decent. I mean, I didn't really have anything bad to say about anyone. I didn't really have any, like, thing great to say about anyone.
No, either. This is the first movie, actually, where Kristen Wiig didn't annoy me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, she seemed like a normal person for once.
Actually, she seemed like a normal, cool girl, to be honest with her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was the thing, like, where I was looking at it, and I was like, huh, someone actually wrote her as a normal character and not a complete bitch.
I liked with Ben Stiller and his mom.
Oh, yeah.
I thought those were some of the, like, the heartwarming scenes. That's why I thought that, that's why I was thinking more of, like, oh, maybe that's his father, whatever. They're going to talk more about that. Because the reason why Walter Mitty is the way he is because he's like, I used to do all these things where I was a kid and I was great at it, but then my father died. And I'm just like, so I just kind of didn't do anything after that. I'm like, oh, well, then you should dive this story more into that because that's really the reason of this whole movie, isn't it? So
right, exactly. Like, doesn't that seem like more of a driving plot point than just let's go find a guy? Like, it would, like, the only way the let's go find the guy would work is, you're right, if he was his father. Like, if that reveal happened, then that would make the movie kind of, you know, more cohesive in terms of his message. You'd be like, oh, so finding him was kind of a metaphor for finding himself. That makes sense.
Can I ask you a question, too? Would you even care of finding that fucking last photo if you were getting fired?
No.
Exactly. I was like, would you even do that?
I'd just be like, well, no point now.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm going to go do work for this dude that's about to fire me.
Right.
And how much money did he spend, too? Because, like, we see his bank account is set up, like, his checkbook, whatever. It's set up, like, at $8,000, $7,000-something dollars, whatever. And by the end of the movie, it's, like, down to, like, a measly $3,000 or whatever. And I'm just like,
I was like, dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Dude, you can go buy you an Xbox One and PS4 and you just be like, fuck it, I'm staying at home for the rest of the
time. Go get a Wii U.
Exactly. Go do something or whatever. Why the hell would you do that looking for a photo for you? Like, if your boss came up to you, like, who said, oh, you're fired, are you going to go finish off your last project with him, whatever, and shit like that, even though he treats you like shit by saying, hey, I'm getting rid of your ass. Whatever.
Dude, Adam Scott, whenever he plays someone of authority, he's a douche. I mean, goddamn.
He's a douche with a beard.
Yeah, the beard was a nice touch this time around.
And see, now that bring that up, whatever. Really, the motivation.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I know you hate Step Brothers, but did you think whatever he was going out the window, like, I just wanted Adam Scott to be like, punch me in the face. Punch me in the fucking face.
Oh, that's right. He was in that movie. He was the brother and shit. I was like, I knew I'd recognize that guy somewhere or whatever. Damn, that dude does play a dick a lot then.
Yeah, the only time he's actually played a decent character was in Piranha 3D.
Man, well, everybody played a decent character.
Except if you were under the age of 21.
Yeah, that dude, well, he's getting typecasted as a dick, so good for him or whatever. But
except on Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec, he's a really nice guy. Yeah, he's a really nice guy on Parks and Rec.
I think Friends with Kids. Never mind. You know what? I just retract that statement. Fuck it. Never mind. You know what? Now that I bring that up, though, his motivations seem kind of weak now, whatever, if this is the reason why he's really trying this hard to locate this. I mean, I know there's probably some backhand reasons or whatever, but mainly it's because he wanted to give it to this guy. Fuck it. I'd have kept it my damn self, to be honest, or whatever, and published it my damn self.
Right. All right. Well, what would you give this?
I'm just going to give it a stream. It didn't make me mad or anything like that. I don't know. It's Christmas movies, for some reason, whenever I see them, I just go like, meh.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. Like we explained throughout the most of this review, there was a lot of comparisons in terms of how this film was trying to be more than it was, much like Spring Breakers, and people perceive Spring Breakers. But, you know, jokes aside, it's just a film that is aiming for the skies and it thinks it's hitting it, but really it's just on the ground poking at the grass with a stick.
Do you think when they do shit like this, they take the fun out of the movie?
I think they do, honestly, because like we said, the only reason I'm not giving this a fuck it is because the imagery and technological aspects of this are great. There's some really great stuff in here, and there, you know, you've explained very well. There are some nice plot points in here that could go places, but the problem is just they try to focus too much on this, you know, message and the MacGuffin of finding Sean Penn's character. So yeah, it just really comes down to a screaming, which is a shame because I really did have higher hopes for this movie. So sucks, but you know, we've been in this industry long enough to know that this happens.
We both did, and Kristen Wiig's character, she looked like she was fun to hang around with too. And it looked like everybody in here was, it looked like they were trying to have fun, but it looked like at the same time they had to follow the story of what was going on. And it looked like it was just too deep to have fun with.
I agree. So, you ready for the comments of us about this with Spring Breakers? Because I know the doors that we've just opened, but we're going to... So, we're going to move on from this to
The funny thing is... The funny thing is now the adults are going to be sending us comments or whatever, and they're going to be smart as fuck or whatever. It's going to be like, dude, I can't understand your comments. I'm just going to skip
it. I'm just going to be like, you are really convoluting yourself right now, aren't you?
So you guys need to understand that back when Walter Mitty was about 17, that's when he found himself. You understand what I'm saying now, guys? Are you catching on? No.
Oh, you're so cute. You're like a 13-year-old girl defending Spring Breakers.
That movie was good, Lehu. What are you talking about? Okay, Spring Break.
Oh, you dumb little bitch. All right, good night, everyone.
Later, everyone.
Do you have any...